I want to talk about a study I saw in the New York Times yesterday and USA Today today, which reported on a controversial review of other studies which were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association suggesting that preborn children do not feel pain until 7 months of pregnancy. Well, I'm not a doctor, but I suspect this is an overreach at best. Many competent neurologists and pain researchers have long suggested that pain is experienced long before 7 months. In fact, my wife was delivered at 5 months, and she no doubt felt pain when she was pricked in her heel upon birth. At 20 weeks, the fetal brain has a full complement of brain cells, which can almost certainly receive signals from the body. But this report, I think, also suggests a bias, particularly considering the fact that its lead author is a former member of the National Abortion of Reproductive Rights Action League, and another is a director of an abortion clinic in San Francisco. But even if there weren't any bias, I think that we should point out that preborn children do not feel pain until 7 months should not be a big issue for us, even if it was true. So what? I would say it still does not in any way point to some kind of an argument for abortion, as though if you abort early on, you're aborting a child that's not going to feel any pain. Or as Carl Sagan used to put it, look, if you abort in the first trimester, you're not aborting a child, you're aborting a creature. Because he believed in ontogeny recapitulates phylogeny, so the emerging embryo went through all the evolutionary stages, and in the early stages it is a fish with gills and fins and so forth, and later on it becomes a child. So he was opting for people to abort early on, because then they're not murdering a child, but rather they are aborting a creature. But look, not only are we not merely physical? We're body-soul unities. Body-soul, mind-brain cannot be identical because they've got different properties. Our brains are described in terms of physics and chemistry and are publicly accessible. Our minds, however, are not. No neurosurgeon can see an image of my wife at my son's football game right now wondering why I'm late again. I have first-person private access to that image. It can't be explained in terms of physics and chemistry alone. Therefore, my mind and brain can't be identical. I think we should also recognize that personal identity over time requires that we're more than physical bodies. And if we were merely physical beings, libertarian freedom would not exist. Instead, we would be fatalistically relegated to a world in which everything is determined by mechanistic material processes. Here's the bottom line. If we are made in the image of God from conception on, we have inherent worth regardless of whether or not we feel pain at a particular point in time. Remember what a principal research associate at Harvard Medical School's Department of Medicine once said, it is scientifically correct to say that an individual human being, their life begins at conception when egg and sperm join to form the zygote, and this developing human always is a member of our species in all stages of its life. In other words, we don't have a fully developed personality, but we have full personhood from the moment of conception, and therefore abortion at any time is a horrendous evil. I just had a grandchild that was born. My grandchild, Luke, or Lukey as we call him, was born prematurely. And I was marveling when I saw Luke recognizing that we would have been able to say to my daughter and my son-in-law, you know, you can abort a month before, in the eighth month, you can abort. It's perfectly permissible by the laws of the land. Here we had a baby in our hands at 8 months. Supposed to be at 9 months, but it was at 8 months. Perfectly formed. The only difference was a difference of location. If the baby had been in the womb, my daughter's womb, that baby could have been aborted. But because it was outside the womb, it would have been infanticide. We couldn't abort the baby. We couldn't do anything. This is a horrendous evil when you start to look at it from that perspective. Here is a beautiful baby in our hands, 8 months after conception, that could have been aborted. That is a grisly and gruesome thought to consider. Look, if we fall when it comes to the sanctity of life for spurious arguments, we have lost on the watershed issue of our day. If we can't stand for life, we will fall for anything.